When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
How's Tommy's shoulder?
He'll be okay. Tommy. Yep, it's okay.
How's your cornerback situation?
Well, Banks, he'll practice today, be limited. Adoree is still in a concussion protocol. Flat will be limited.
Has Adoree made progress? Usually, you know, they get through several steps. We didn't see him out on the field at all last week.
Yeah, he's still in the protocol, so not yet where we need him to be.
Who will not practice?
Hyatt, Adoree, Thibodeau, all three of those guys are in concussion protocol. And Evan.
And Tommy's going to be your starter some of them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Andrew's okay?
Andrew will be limited.
Tyra told us last week he didn't believe his injury was going to be season ending. Where do you kind of stand on that, and what kind of progress is he making?
Making progress. Again, we'll see. Each day he's making a little bit of progress.
Is there anything that would say that he won't be ready when he's eligible at this point?
Yeah, I just know from the trainers and the doctors he's making progress, so we'll see where it goes.
Do you expect him to be back this season?
Got to wait until what the doctors and trainers tell me, but he's making progress. That's what they tell me.
Dabes, how much has their defense changed since they traded away Sweat and Chase Young?
Yeah, I'd say Tuhill and Smith-Williams, he had a hamstring, so... F.A. will potentially be in there. They worked out some guys. Those are two, you know, good players, high picks, that they moved. But I think they've done a good job. Again, I've said this before, they've got a lot of respect for Coach Del Rio and how they play. But obviously those were two good players for them. They still got those two guys inside who caused plenty of issues.
Do you believe in the rookie wall? Is that a thing?
It's a long season for them. Yeah, it's definitely... you know, college football is getting close to kind of ending. The championship game's coming on. So, you know, this is usually the time that you got to really stay on these guys in terms of their preparation and the consistency and fighting through some things, because it's a long season for them. Everybody goes through it, whether you're a staff member and you haven't been involved in pro football, or a player. There's definitely, you know, it's long days. It's a long season. So you continually work with those guys.
DeVito is still your starter?
You just get here?
I talked quietly.
Did you say his shoulder was okay?
I did.
I talked quietly.
Sorry, yes. Yes, I don't know how.
I didn't hear anybody.
Okay,
say
yeah. No, he yes, that's all right.
Why is he still your starter?
I think he's a good young quarterback to work with. So, try to improve him this week from last week.
Does he give your team the best chance to win this week's game?
Yeah, he's done a good job. Improving. He's a young player. He's a young quarterback. So, a lot of things you go through, and we'll see if we can get him better this week than he was last week.
You mentioned about the rookie wall. Have you seen, you know, Deontay is a guy who's played a lot of snaps.
Sure.
What do you specifically look at a guy like him to see, okay, is there any signs?
I just think, Paul, you just keep on working with him, practicing, meetings. You know, the length of the season is different for those guys, but he's been a pro since he's been here.
Is his ability, one thing you guys liked about him was to move on. You know, he seems like a move on guy. You know, I mean, have you seen, does that help with a rookie who maybe, you know, he doesn't kind of dwell on things?
Yeah, well, particularly helps at a position like that too. So he's got the right mindset. Good young man, works hard. And I'm glad he's on our team.
Dave, particularly with how the Dallas game went, did you have any different communication with your players after that in terms of whatever it might be, whether it obviously you have to move on, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, it's again, it's try to be as consistent as you can, Kim. So here's what we got to do better, and let's get ready to go out there and have a great week.
Have you addressed with your team as a whole just the general that these type of seasons tend to have tension in, right? And there can be infighting and splintering. Have you got out front of that and addressed that with the team and say, stick together type vibe? And,
you know? Yeah, I mean, I've done that, Daryl, since last year.
Okay.
I think you're always coaching different things, not just the X's and O's, but you know, plenty of other things that go along with it in our meetings.
Dave, so the problems that are popping up on a week-by-week basis, are they the same, different, or what?
Each game is different, yeah. So you just got to get better at them.
You think the Sam Howell, how much do you think the Sam Howell you faced several weeks back is different than the version
sure.
you're facing now? He's obviously taking less sacks. Maybe
yeah, yeah. You know, they've had a couple changes on the offensive line. You know, Larson's in there at center, and Paul's in there at guard. But I think Coach Bieniemy does a good job with them. They're throwing a fair amount of quick stuff, good amount of screens, get him on the perimeter some. He's getting the ball out of his hand. I think he's a good young player. He throws on time. He's accurate. Makes some loose plays. You know, last week he made some big plays to Brian Robinson on some scramble situations, some even on three-step where he's scrambling out. So I think he sees the field well. You know, he's in the shotgun predominantly. It's mostly drop back pass, and he's done a good job. I think he's doing a good job of developing.
Dave, you alluded to Allen and Payne. What makes sure. them together so dominant?
Yeah, I think they're well schooled at the University of Alabama. Number one, they got a lot of good talent. They got good size, quickness. They're very intelligent players up front. They create problems in the run and the pass. Do a good job against double teams. You know, you try to reach them. They do a good job on movement and seeing the type of blocks they get. They're pretty good inside.
Do you look at them and say, we beat them 3 weeks ago, why not again?
No, we do the same stuff. We look at them and here's what they're doing well and here's what we got to do better. And, you know, here are the matchups and here are the situations and maybe some of the stuff changed, like you alluded to in some of the quick possession passes and get the ball out of their hands. And defensively, here are a few things. It's, you know, standard week.
Are you a believer in, you know, when a season's going like this, of the old, you know, the line that a lot of coaches say, you know, you're playing for your jobs, you know, you're playing for the tape, you're playing for next year, that kind of thing also?
Yeah, I'm focused on playing this week well and improving. It's, you know, living the moment.
Is your job as a motivator, is it, does it get a little different at times though, when, you know, I mean, it's easy, not easy, but when you're in a playoff race, you know, the carrot is out there. This carrot is kind of not out there at this point.
Yeah, it's enough if you have competitive stamina and you're a competitor. Each week you prepare and you go out there and try to win a game.
How often do you have conversations with ownership and John about the state of things?
I have conversations with ownership. I have conversations with Joe, conversations with the players. I'd say there's good communication in our building.
What was their reaction to the last two results?
What was their reaction?
Ownership's reaction to the results in Dallas and Vegas.
Kind of like everybody's. Nobody's happy.
The popular term or phrase that people use these days is tank, right? Everybody's tanking. You got to tank for this guy, tank for that guy. And I'm not suggesting any way you're doing that. People are like, oh, they should tank the season. You know, they should worry about draft picks. What do you think when you even hear that?
Compete.
Why? Well, I know it's self-explanatory. I'm just looking for it in your words more than just
one word.
We're
in a competitive business. Try to compete in everything you do.
Have you received any assurances from ownership that you will definitely be here next year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm focused on Washington guys, so.
Yeah. Is there any update on Daniel Jones when he's having his surgery?
No. Nope.
Did you think the last game was a competitive one from your guys' standpoint?
I mean, we lost 49-17, Pat. So, no. I mean, we competed until the end, but we got You know, it wasn't a very competitive first half. So there's a lot of stuff we got to do better.
Take a couple more.
I asked you last week, you know, in the wake of the Vegas game, were there any drastic steps you felt were needed or would take to try and correct that? Is there anything this week you feel that you can
do? Yeah, we're working at it. We're trying to do everything we can do to improve.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.